that's what I want to spend a little time discussing. Hashgacha Pratis is one of the most misunderstood, poorly understood topics in Jewish theology. This is, you know, not people's fault for misunderstanding. If the sources are notoriously, incredibly contradictory, inconclusive, and incomplete, and hard to understand, and full of contradictions, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Gemara certainly, there's a tremendous amount of complications involving Hashgacha Pratis. Is it universal, as the article seems to have it here? Does it apply sometimes? Does it apply to humans, some humans, righteous humans, Jews, non-humans, animals, worms, like in the Baal Shem Tov, Yontov Erlich song, so on. So in all these things we find differences of opinion. One of the clearest, if not necessarily universally accepted, one of the clearest expositions of the whole topic is a remarkable tshuva of the Rashbash. Rashbash is Rabbi Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, the son of the Tashbat, Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, North African Rav of the late 15th century. He was asked if there is a plague in town. Should one flee the plague? So there are actually several tshuvas about this. The Ramban Yordea actually brings the Maril's discussion about this. His answer is yes. The Rashbash also answers yes. That is indeed the mainstream view of the halacha. There is one dissenting opinion, the Chesed Lavram, an early Kabbalistic sefer, who says we should not leave the city. He has problems with abandoning all the plague people to no one's going to take care of them if everyone runs away. He was worried about the Yerushalayim and the problems that people will have in their Avodas Hashem in the villages and the suburbs. But the mainstream sheet of Paskin and Shulchan Aruch is yes, one should flee from the plague. What was the Shaila of the Maril and the Rashbash? What were people asking them? The question was, theologically, if everything is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is divine providence, why bother? What sense does it make? I mean, everything is on, Hashem is running the world. You know, what am I going to do by trying to take action? Hashem has his plan. Hashem's plan will, whatever he does is gonna happen. So what's the point? So this is the question dealt with by both the Maril and the Rashbash. The Maril brings, you know, treats it less systematically, brings various riots from Chazal that a person has to mishtadel to do whatever he can anyway. One of the most provocative things, actually, the Maril says is he quotes a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says that the Malach HaMavis, when he goes out to kill people, sometimes there are bureaucratic snafus and the wrong people get killed. It says that the Malach HaMavis was instructed to go get a certain person, and he instructed his aide to go get Miriam so-and-so, and they got the wrong Miriam, so the question was what to do with her. Should they bring her back or not, get the other one? So the Maharal says, you see that the system is not really foolproof. The system is not free of error. So, however the system is designed, it's not absolutely Ratzon Hashem in every single case, so you're advised to do what you can to avoid the plague. But the Rashbash treats the question much more systematically, much more kind of fundamentally going through the Yesodos of theology. His basic approach is that, he says, people die for three reasons. People die because Hashem decrees that they should die. People die because their natural allotted lifespan expires, and people die because they're in the wrong place in the wrong at the wrong time. They get stuck in a war or a plague and so on. So he says, if Hashem wants someone dead, he's going to die regardless. Hashem will find a way. There'll be a bullet with his name on it somewhere. He's a real tzaddik. Hashem wants him to live. Hashem will find a way to make him live, no matter how dangerous a situation he gets himself into. For those people, you're right, he says. Fleeing from the plague doesn't really have much of an effect. And so on and so forth. Taking precautions won't help if you're one of those people who Hashem has a definite opinion about. He wants you alive or dead. There are other people, he says, who Hashem has no particular opinion on. Those people are neither sufficient tzaddikim to have a decree of chayim, nor sufficient rishayim to have a decree of misa. For those people, it makes all the difference in the world, a matter of life and death, whether they avoid the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or don't and get caught in them, or get stuck in the plague or don't get stuck in the plague. That makes a big difference, he says. So if you're one of those people, then staying in the plague-infested town will kill you, and fleeing will save your life, assuming, A, you're not enough of a rusher if the Hashem wants to kill you, and B, it's not your natural lifespan, not ready to expire. So for those people, he says, absolutely, that's when it makes all the difference. Your ishtadlus, what you do, that Hashem may not have a specific decree with your name on it, and that's where a person's ishtadlus can make all the difference in the world. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow.